This morning, we're very lucky. We have a room full of more people than I have ever seen in this studio, except maybe with the audience, there might be more people. But there's how many are in this chorus and everything? There's just tons of people here.
We have 44 singers from the Young People's Chorus of New York City here.
And this is Francisco Nunez, who is their director, and he's going to tell us all about the group. So this is the Young People's Chorus of New York City.
Yes.
And tell us about that organization. What is it, basically?
We are a children's choir, youth choir in New York City. We have 1,600 young people in our program. And we range in age from 8 to 19 for the most part. And these young people come from all parts of New York, representing the city as well as the country. And we approximately 100 concerts a year we perform, traveling around, performing all kinds of music, and trying to use music as a means of bringing young people together so they can learn from each other, not only learn about others, but actually learn about themselves by making friends with others.
And largely that's how people learn about themselves, is by interacting with other people. And so they have lots of their contemporaries to sing with and learn from.
That's exactly right. And what we try to do is we try to bring in with people that might not necessarily be with. So they're coming from all the neighborhoods in New York City, and that opens up their perspectives of what life can really be like.
Now, all the neighborhoods, that includes quite a few different kinds of neighborhoods.
And we have them all, yes. And all five boroughs in New York City. And, you know, we're proud that we are able to bring these young people together.
And the five boroughs of New York are Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, and Staten Island.
That's right. Very good.
Anybody here from Staten Island? Is there anybody in the choir from Staten Island? No, Staten Island.
Not this group, but we had one that used to live in Staten Island, is now living in Queens.
Okay. So. Well, I just learned that this weekend. Oh. I said, what island is the Statue of Liberty on? Is it Staten Island? No, it's on the Statue of Liberty Island. And so Francisco, come forth to head your choir, and let's hear some music. Francisco, that was absolutely wonderful. I've never heard that piece before, and it's by somebody named Daniel Brubaker.
Daniel Brubaker is an incredible composer. He's a New York composer. He wrote this piece, a very large cantata called Out of the Mist. We premiered it. It was written for choir, orchestra, and an incredible hurly-gurly singer from Ireland called Nirin Nirin. So this is the first movement, and this is Hubert I. And it talks, it uses the language of the Celts and the poetry describing who am I. I am part of everything. I'm part of the earth. And we incorporate, it's normally done with bagpipes, but instead we're using violin.
That sounded great to me.
Oh, thank you.
And Who Am I? It seems to be sort of like the theme song for the group. Who am I? And it's for everybody's life. That's what we're looking for. Who am I? And, well, I have to say, this group is really first class. Very, very impressed. I've been singing in choirs ever since I was their age or younger. And, in fact, I think I started when I was in the seventh grade. And so, you know, like, I know the routine, kids. I heard you warming up with all the E's and all that. And Francisco's got you on a good warm-up scheme. And you all just sound wonderful. But we didn't hear from any of the guys yet. So we're going to hear from some guys during the next group, I bet.
Oh.
I can say a great big wow. This group is absolutely terrific. Francisco Nunez is their director, and you have to know you have a really good director. I mean, he's really, really good. And I think that Austin is very, very lucky to have this group in town, and we'll be able to see them tonight at the Paramount, and it's going to be at 7:30, 8 o'clock.
7:30. Early show. You know, everybody says shows are too late. This is perfect opportunity.
Right.
You know, if anybody, this will be a great sample, but there's some beautiful video online of the choir performing for the Pope at the 9/11 Memorial Dedication. This is a choir, it's a real opportunity to see this great choir.
I just use your ear. Did you hear what they just did? It's first class. I mean, these guys are really, really terrific. And they're all, you know, teenagers. Pretty much, I think this is pretty much a teenage choir, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, the youngest one in this group is 13.
Right.
So, but I think the average age is 15 and 16.
Right.
So we just have a few of the older.
Yep, yep. Well, anyway, they were very impressive. Of course, Paul Simon wrote that incredible song, and it still is a winner. And to hear these young people singing it with such passion and see their faces just so involved in the text, it's just really thrilling.
Thank you.
To appreciate how music and the words to songs like the one we've just heard can communicate such a sense of community and collaboration and the force of what is driving us all through life, the force that through the green fuse drives the flower, was what Dylan Thomas said. It's like we're all one, like that first song that you yes. sang. Really, just wonderful. And so the Paramount Theater is the place to go, and they have many recordings, the Young People's Chorus of New York City, and there will perhaps, if we're lucky, get an Austin, New York's concert. Well, Young People's Chorus of Austin is what we're talking about.
We are on that track, I think, with, and I say we, that's the Ask Foundation, Steve, and a great board that he's assembling, and some conversations that are ongoing with partners in Austin. Yesterday was an AISD choral workshop with the kids. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of great things happening, and we're just, you know, it's a big endeavor, and it's take it all one step at a time. But those of us, I'm just a small player in this whole thing. But those of us are getting to help out a little bit are really excited about it. It's going
to
be great.
I have to say that Austin is the center of Texas, and Texas has been at the center of choral programs for many, many, many years. And in fact, I think Texas leads the nation in terms of the number of choral organizations that start even in junior high school and elementary school. And so we've got lots of kids who are going to want to join a group like this. And so you're an inspiration to everybody here in Texas. And we'll look forward to hearing you tonight at the Paramount Theater along with Ruthie Foster, one of the heroes of mine. Have you been working with her yet? Or are you just going to get to start? You're going to love Ruthie Foster. You're going to love her, I promise. So, Francisco, what's our last number going to be?
Well, we decided that we're going to put together a little Gershwin medley. So we're going to sing a little bit about Gershwin for you today. This piece, this group is of songs we put together from the American in Paris concept that's happening in New York City. It's in Lincoln Center. And
Tell me about that. What is it?
American in Paris is still playing on Broadway in New York City, so the kids really love it. And our program is not only about education, diversity, and artistic excellence, but there's a lot of, we believe in taking care of our bodies and moving, and we do a lot of
I saw of you guys doing some yoga in here before. Yoga warm-ups are really good.
So this piece is actually fully choreographed with ballet and jazz and all that. So this is just a song part of it that we're going to sing for you today. So it's a compilation of Gershwin songs.
Okay, looking forward to it. Here we go.
You should have. be won. There's a song to be sung, to be sung. Take your stand, fallen line, yeah, boom. Come along, let's go.
I am having so much fun listening to this group. Fabulous, it's so fabulous, good. Fabulous. You guys are just so, so, so good. And your director has been telling you about vowel production, and I hear all of those round oo vowels. And yes, the nice bright A and E vowels. All he's taught you some good things. So you listen to this guy. He's really a good director for you. Francisco Nunez. And the choir that you're listening to is the Young People's Chorus of New York City. They're right here in our own KUTX Studio 1A. And Jake Perlman is our wonderful engineer, making you guys all sound so good. And who is our pianist this morning?
This is John Holden. He's been with the chorus now for 25 years.
Congratulations, John Holden with the choir. Thank you so much. And Turk Pipkin is with us today, and you guys will have a chance to hear this group tonight at the Paramount Theater at 7:30. You can get your tickets at paramount.org or something like that.
At the Paramount Theater's website, and being in here, I get to see Francisco conducting. It's mm-hmm. so amazing, all these things that are connecting between the two of them. And I just would mention on those lines that the front couple of rows of the theater, there are a VIP ticket with a reception beforehand, and that's an opportunity to sit down there and right in the action.
Right. So. Okay. So give money to the Young People's Chorus of New York City, and you can do it online or, you know, to come to the Paramount Theater and get to be part of the celebration. And so I thank you so much for coming in. It's been a real treat, Francisco, and thanks so much to all of you young people for giving your hearts and your voices to this wonderful effort. And so thank you so much for making music.